He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, court rulings galore on President Trump's authority to impose tariffs.
24 hours after a federal judge blocked President Trump's sweeping tariffs, saying they were an overreach of a president's executive power, a federal appeals court now stepping in, hitting pause on the order. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit granting what's called an administrative stay, allowing the tariffs to continue while the legal battle plays out. The court has set a briefing schedule through June 9th. The White House calling that move a positive development.
That's ABC's Zorin Shaw. President Trump plans to hold a Pennsylvania rally today to celebrate a deal between Japan-based Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel, which he says will keep the iconic steelmaker in U.S. hands. Details of the agreement have not yet been released. Bernie Kerik, who served as New York City's police commissioner following 9/11 and later pleaded guilty to tax fraud before being pardoned, has died. He was 69. This is ABC News. More graphic testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. The music mogul's former personal assistant, testifying under the pseudonym Mia, says Combs sexually assaulted her numerous times. ABC's Aaron Katursky is covering the trial.
Mia's going to be back on the witness stand. She has already recounted several instances of violence and violent sexual assault. Perhaps there's more to come. And then she's going to be cross-examined. We expect that would take much of the day because the defense is going to try and say that she was in a professional relationship with Sean Combs for 8 years. She had points where maybe there were red flags. She said the first day she met Sean Combs, he was in his underwear. And why did she stay in that professional relationship for so long?
Google is returning to federal court today, trying to fend off the Justice Department's attempt to topple its dominance in the search engine market, which some say is a monopoly. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released an alert that starting today at 6 a.m., the air quality index is expected to reach the orange level, which means that it is unhealthy for sensitive groups across much of the state, with the possibility to reach the red level, unhealthy for all, due to wildfire smoke from Canada. People with asthma, older adults, and children should take care, but everyone should watch for symptoms like coughing and shortness of breath and be prepared to take a break or move indoors. Once again, today at 6 a.m., the air quality index is expected to reach the orange level, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups, with the potential to reach the red level, which is unhealthy for all, due to wildfire smoke from Canada. Please be prepared to take a break or move indoors. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is coming up and is recognized yearly on June 15th. This year, in honor of the day, the Phillips Senior Nutrition Site and the Phillips First Presbyterian Church are offering a presentation. This will be taking place June 18th at 12 p.m. and will feature Julia Wienendahl, who is the staff attorney from Judicare, and will be presenting on useful tools that elders can use to protect themselves or loved ones from financial scams. This is extremely important because learning how to protect yourselves from these scams could potentially prevent a crisis. Once again, this is taking place June 18th at 12 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. A group of bills designed to protect the LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin is before the legislature. Lisa Hale reports.
The Legislative LGBTQ plus Caucus introduced the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill package in Madison Thursday. The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions that designate June 2025 as Pride Month and remove marriage restrictions from Wisconsin's Constitution. One bill would remove gay and trans panic defense from Wisconsin courts. Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon.
Claiming that somebody panicked because another person was gay or trans, it treats our community as inherently dangerous, which is profoundly discriminatory, and it's baseless.
The Legislative LGBTQ plus Caucus's goal is to draft and advance legislation that addresses the unique barriers that the community continues to confront on a daily basis.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
You've been working and working, trying everything imaginable to establish a yard. No success. Have you thought about the seed? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It is not an easy feat, and the first one that will admit it, Doug Soldat. He's our University Extension turfgrass specialist, and he gets questions from one end of the state to the other on how to establish that lawn. He said one thing he advises people early on, take a look at the seed you purchased and make sure it's good quality.
Yeah, grass seed, that's probably one of the most important things you can do is buy good grass seed. And it takes a little bit of looking at the labels and understanding what you're buying, because the marketing stuff on the front of the bags, like Sunny Spot, Shady's Place, that's okay, but you really want to look at the labels. The best grass varieties and species for Wisconsin are Kentucky Bluegrass and Fine Fescue. And Fine Fescue, there's actually a collection of them. Red Fescue, Hard Fescue, Chewing's Fescue, Sheep Fescue, they're all about the same and pretty good. And when I'm buying a grass seed mixture, I'm looking for a combination of Kentucky Bluegrass and those Fine Fescues.
And for those of you that have an established lawn, Doug Soldat's got some advice on maintaining that lawn. He says, make sure your lawnmower blades are sharp. He said, if a blade's dull, it tears the leaf and can actually allow weeds to grow.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And if you've got a little patch of paradise you're willing to share, the Wisconsin DNR wants to talk to you. Right now, they're looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities, October 4th through the 12th. You have to be able to host at least 3 hunters, and you need to complete an online application by July 1st. Yes, of course. We've got details up now. MidwestFarmReport.com or go to the Wisconsin DNR website and get that application process started. Just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel the, it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Ngo from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Ngo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today. You may notice some smoke in the air as well. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon with high temps right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 45. Weekend looks great. Sunny skies, upper 70s to low 80s. Currently, it's 52. 98 Q Country.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't wanna settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then.
Has been selected.
98 Q Country.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes.
There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. For my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
I know I shouldn't say what's up, I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzzing, he ain't right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. I got a same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again.
AQ Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm
on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking my supply, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing.
Clint Black for a Friday morning. 98Q Country, Joel here. Thanks for making us a part of your day here as we wind down the month of May. One more to go. We got 31, right? 31 and day. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. There we go. That's how I remember it. I don't know how you do. You do the finger thing, right? Up, down, between, whatever. 31 days, so we got a couple days left here before we delve into June. It feels like we've had a little bit of summer already. I don't know about you, but yesterday was really nice. Really nice day yesterday. If you're looking for some really warm weather, you know, into the 80s, it's coming for a day or so. Probably right now, Monday, temperatures just kind of linger in the 70s, and then all of a sudden Monday, 84. And then Tuesday, we're back down into the upper 60s and low 70s. Quite a bit of cloud cover to start the day here, but we're expecting a lot of sunshine. And we're going to see, let me rephrase that. The sun is always up there, of course. The cloud cover is going to give way a little bit, but we're going to see some noticeable smoke from Canadian forest fires that could reduce visibility. I mean, not reduce visibility like fog would reduce visibility, but it should be noticeable today. Air quality, not real great. If that's something that you're affected by, please be aware of that. Areas of smoke and haze are possible. Reducing visibility, they're saying. Is it going to, man. I mean, that's for smoke coming from a long ways away, that's pretty serious. You can notice it a little bit out there this morning. It's kind of hard to tell because in the early morning hours, you're not sure what it is, if it's smoke or haze or the deer out there doing funny stuff or whatever it is. But you're going to notice it today, and that air quality alert is going to be in effect all day today until at least 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. 54 is what we're waking up to. Oh, yeah, one baseball team left, the Phillips Logger, or the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. They win last night. Yesterday afternoon, they beat Unity 13-1. The Phillips Logger girls, tough game against, well, they were on the road down at Clayton Turtle Lake against the Titans and lost that one 6-2. So our final team to cover is the Schwamigan baseball team, and they'll be in action Tuesday. And we're going to send Jeff Hakenin back up to where he went this week, back up to Iron River area. And it'll be Schwamigan at Northwestern. And that'll be Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We'll have that for you here. Let's get you updated. News and sports twice an hour on the 98Q Morning Show. So let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Court rulings galore on President Trump's authority to impose tariffs.
24 hours after a federal judge blocked President Trump's sweeping tariffs, saying they were an overreach of a president's executive power, a federal appeals court now stepping in, hitting pause on the order. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit granting what's called an administrative stay, allowing the tariffs to continue while the legal battle plays out. The court has set a briefing schedule through June 9th. The White House calling that move a positive development.
It's ABC's Zorin Shaw. President Trump plans to hold a Pennsylvania rally today to celebrate a deal between Japan-based Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel, which he says will keep the iconic steelmaker in U.S. hands. Details of the agreement have not yet been released. Bernie Kerik, who served as New York City's police commissioner following 9/11 and later pleaded guilty to tax fraud before being pardoned, has died. He was 69. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Ashland County now has emergency alerts. You can sign up to receive alerts for severe weather and threats to safety in your area within Ashland County. The Ashland Bayfield Emergency Communications Center, along with emergency management staff, will be able to alert you with a message to your cell phone, email, and or landline of dangers that may be coming your way. You can sign up through a link available on the Ashland County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, which is Ashland County Sheriff's Office. Once again, Ashland County now has emergency alerts available. These can be sent to your cell phone, email, and or landline, and will alert you of any dangers that may be coming your way. That link is available on the Facebook page, Ashland County Sheriff's Office. Wednesday, June 18th at 6 p.m. over at the Price Ice Recreation Arena, Summer Nerf Wars are returning. This is $5 per person, and all you need is a Nerf gun and eye protection. All ages are welcome. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, June 18th at 6 p.m., over at 301 North 3rd Avenue in Park Falls. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Zeamer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Zeamer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And good luck to our area track athletes. Track sectionals going on all across the state of Wisconsin today. Our area athletes in Division III will be running down in Colby. Good luck to all of our athletes today as they compete in track sectionals.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwi.com. That's parkmanorwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Joe's Auto Glass in Park Falls, Wisconsin proudly salutes the Swamming and Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. This class is showing the strength, drive, and determination to soar above every challenge. This is Joe's repairs vehicle, residential, and commercial glass, plus windows and screens. The class of 2025 has proven they can handle life's cracks and keep flying. Located on Highway 13, Joe's Auto Glass congratulates these Eagles as they take flight into the future. Keep soaring, class of 2025.
Save big at Menards and be prepared for summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to control the comfort settings from anywhere in the room. Save big on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from The Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today. You may notice some smoke in the air as well. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon with high temps right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 45. Weekend looks great. Sunny skies, upper 70s to low 80s. Currently, it's 52.
98Q Country.
Then I changed it. I'm getting a little bit myself I'll be okay, even on my weakest days. I get a little bit stronger.
Sarah Evans, 98Q Country. We're going to text to win again today. We're going to give away some more Brewer tickets for Saturday, June 7th. Stay tuned. Keyword coming up after 7, our Scotty Summer giveaway with $100 bills and Brewer tickets all going out the door starting on Monday. So be sure to have that Civic Media app on your phone so you're ready to roll. Today, it's going to be a kind of a weird day today. We're looking at high temperatures of right around that 70-75 mark. And if we didn't have this Canadian smoke from the wildfires up in Canada rolling in, it would probably be a perfectly sunny day, but you're definitely going to notice that. And I think you're already, I mean, I'm seeing a little bit of, I'm not sure if we forgot to wash the windows or if it's the haze yet. It's a little bit unclear. So take a good look out there. But there are air quality issues today. So if that is something health-wise that is could affect you, sensitive groups will be affected by the air quality alert until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning from the Canadian wildfires. We have Brewer baseball back on this weekend. They're above 500 now, aren't they? They're a game above 500 after a nice sweep over the Boston Red Sox. They're going to be out in Philadelphia. Get 5:45 first pitch today, 3:05 tonight, 12:35 on Sunday. We'll be here with the Brewers for you in between your fishing and whatever else you got going on this weekend. Some words of wisdom. Doesn't feel like a Friday for some reason. It is Friday, right? All right. Words of wisdom for this 30th day of May on this Friday. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
Moms play a pivotal role in helping their daughters develop their identity and grow into young women of character. But that process takes a mom's time and presence, both of which can be really hard to come by. And that's because whether mom works in or out of the home, she's usually busy. So moms, here are a couple of tips that will help you stay engaged with your daughter no matter how long your to-do list might be. First, try to spend time with your daughter on a regular basis, even for just 10 or 15 minutes a day if that's all you have. Play a board game together, go for a walk in the neighborhood, and talk about her day, not yours. If she's little, she may want to have some fun with you. This is a time to put your cell phone away and anything else that might distract you. For those few minutes, do something with her that she enjoys and make her the only focus. Secondly, don't let your busy schedule allow you to forget that right now is the most important time you have with your daughter. She'll grow up fast, so savor these moments. Someday, she'll leave your home and be on the next part of her life. When that moment comes, you won't be saying, "I wish I would have spent more time on Facebook or at work or keeping the house perfect." Take a few small steps like that, and I think you'll see the difference it'll make in your life and your daughter's too. To help your relationship with your daughter thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
The 2025 graduating class of Winter, Wisconsin is ready to take on the world, and Biller Realty is proud to salute their achievement. A trusted name in Winter for generations, Biller Realty has always stood with the community. For buying, selling, or anything in between, they're the name to know. Visit BillerRealty.com to see all their listings. For all your property needs, trust the team that's hometown strong. Biller Realty, proud supporters of Winter's future.
The Schultz auction is happening now at HeckmanAuction.com. After the loss of her husband, Don, Mrs. Schultz is moving in. Nearly 1,800 lots are up for bid. This massive two-part auction ends June 1st and 2nd, and it's loaded with value. A New Holland tractor, 2022 Can-Am UTV, Toyota FJ Cruiser, RV, trailers, firearms, generators, model kits, survival food kits, vehicles, and so much more. Bid on vehicles, antiques, equipment, and collectibles. Go to HeckmanAuction.com now. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Help rebuild the heart of Fifield. The Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Fundraiser is on now with a cash raffle, $5 for one ticket or five tickets for $20. Every dollar goes toward replacing unsafe, unreparable playground equipment with something safe and fun for all to enjoy. The drawing is July 5th at 8:30 p.m. during the Fifield Community Picnic at Mowbridge Park. Win $500, $250, or $100 and help give the kids of Fifield a place to play safely. Let's build something better together.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa. Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest right here on 98Q Country. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win Monday morning at 7 with 98Q Country. 98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House putting forth another peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
President Trump and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff submitting this new ceasefire and hostage release plan with Israeli backing. The idea is a 60-day ceasefire, the release of 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 others. In exchange, Israel would release some Palestinian prisoners, withdraw its forces to a buffer zone, and allow more vital aid in.
Hamas said to be reviewing the document, but acceptance is doubtful because Hamas wants a commitment to end the war completely. The White House says President Trump will have a big announcement today. It will involve Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. It'll be in Pennsylvania to do it. A federal judge has extended an order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to bar international students from enrolling at Harvard University. An appeals court letting the Trump tariffs stand temporarily after the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled they amounted to presidential overreach. This is ABC News. The Scripps National Spelling Bee is in the books. The winner, 13-year-old Faizan Zaki, almost blew his chance with this word.
Kamalina.
K-A-M. Oh, okay. Let me think. All the information?
Oh, boy. Kamalina. Kamalina.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Whatever. Just ring it. I'm sorry.
Whatever, just ring the bell. That answer was, in fact, incorrect and allowed two more competitors in, but Faizan went on to win with this word.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. E-C-L-E.